Hello and welcome to the Healing Sanctuary. I'm your host, Melissa Field, and today I am talking about the first part of my journey to personal empowerment, confidence, self-love. I set a goal for myself to focus on personal empowerment and to look within for 100 days in a row. And I am surprised that as I'm on day 7 of this journey, so much has already come up for me and I have a lot to share. First of all, I want to share that getting on here and recording this episode today was really hard for me to do. I was feeling so much dread, so much nervous energy, so much of that feeling of, I don't want to do this. I just want to stay where it's comfortable. I don't want to face this. I don't want to talk about what I'm feeling inside. And I haven't felt this much dread and discomfort for recording something and putting something out there since I was going to make a meditation called I Am Enough. And I did that about 3 months ago, and I was inspired to make this meditation when I was reading Matthew Perry's memoir. And he talked a lot about, he talked a lot in this memoir about how he has always had this feeling of I am not enough. And this really struck me because he has what I would consider the external validation that I've always craved. He's had career success. He's dated some of the most beautiful and successful women. He's been in number one movies. He has what I have always thought would help me to feel better, which is something outside of me, something that says, you're doing a good job. You are enough. You are worthy. And what he kept repeating throughout his book is, if you don't have that from within, nothing, there is nothing in the world big enough or grand enough to make you feel like you are enough. Reading this was really profound for me, and it was a book that I would say really opened my eyes to a lot of my own feelings and to something I've been denying, which is this need for something outside of me to make me feel better about who I am. And so I decided it's time to make a meditation with these words, I am enough. And as I prepared to do it that morning, I went on a walk. I probably went on one of the longest walks I could because I was just dreading this. I didn't want to hear these words in my ears, I am enough. Just the idea of it challenged so much of my core beliefs, my core sense of self, that the discomfort was just like this massive headwind telling me, you don't have to do this. Stay where you are. Everything is fine. And this is something I have told myself for a long time. And this is one of the first insights I wanted to share, which is for a long time, I have been telling myself, I'm fine. I feel good about myself. My sense of self is strong. My sense of personal empowerment is strong. And the moment I focused in on it and began to really look within, I could see I don't feel good. I have a veneer of feeling good enough, but deep down, I still feel that sense of I am not enough. And the question that kept repeating since I began this is, who am I to feel good about myself? Who am I to feel good? It really feels like something that people either have it or they don't. And I don't have it, so it must not belong to me. I must not be worthy of it. Rationally, I know that this is not true. I know that people feel good. They feel confident because that is something that they have internalized and learned throughout their life. How they learn this is different for everybody, but it's generally something that just grew with their sense of self. This is something that they internalized, and I internalized something different. It's just a belief system. That's all it is. It's not telling me the truth about who I am. When you don't feel good about yourself, it is not telling you the truth about who you are. It is just telling you an echo of something you internalized. And so because I am simultaneously trying to learn this and unlearn something, it feels wrong. It feels like it's not meant for me. And I have to keep reminding myself that I am allowed to learn this. I can learn this. I can reorganize my inner sense of self. And so go back to that meditation I was talking about, I am enough. As I was walking, I just knew there's only one way through this, and it's straight through. I have to do this. I have to face this. And in that moment, I did feel something shift in me. I felt myself making a commitment, making a promise to myself that I had not made before. I have always swerved around the discomfort of facing these feelings. I've done everything I can not to feel them. And in that moment, I knew I have to do this. And so I came home, I recorded the meditation. I ended up making two versions, and they are some of my favorite meditations that I've ever made. They're in my membership, which I'm not going to talk about right now, but just wanted to let you know, like, where did these meditations go? They're for a membership that I have with meditations and visualizations. So after I made them, I felt so much better. I felt so much relief. And I'm hoping that as I'm digging into this 100 days and I'm on day 7, that's a relief that I'm going to hit again. And I believe I will, because what inspired this journey was I previously did 100 days of happiness. And what I found from that was looking for my happiness stirred up all of this discomfort. And at first, I didn't feel better. I found moments of happiness, but I really felt myself feeling into that discomfort, that desire to retreat into what I know. And if you have been wanting to make some changes in your life, to do what I have, to maybe find your happiness, to find your empowerment, and you keep hitting a wall, you keep pulling back, I want you to know that there is nothing wrong with you. This is so natural. This is our natural response to what we consider the unknown, to what we consider maybe an unsafe way of living. This sense of discomfort with my own personal empowerment, it came from a program I put into my brain about how to exist in this world. And my brain is kind of going like, hey, you told me one way to navigate everything, how to look at the world, how to look at yourself. And now you're trying to tell me another. And yeah, our brain really wants to push back. And that is what I've been feeling since I started this, that headwind that just keeps telling me, it's okay, just give up. It'll be okay. No one will notice. And in fact, nobody would notice because I made a new Instagram account in order to share each day's tip, quote. So let me clarify that. So how this started was, and I feel like I've started several things here and I keep going off on tangents. I'm going to go back to this in a minute and listen to everything I've said so that I can make sure I've closed the loop on everything I've started. But okay, how this started was last week, I felt very inspired to create a journey of 100 days of personal empowerment. And it's something I wanted to share with people. I felt like I had all this insight, all this wisdom on how to feel good about yourself, how to know yourself, how to find confidence. I created a new Instagram account and it's not reaching anyone. It's not reaching any new people. And this is the kind of thing that would normally freak me out so much and hit that feeling, that raw nerve of you're not enough. Look at what you're doing. It's not good. It's not working. You're not doing a good job. But something told me, no matter who shows up, if it's no one, you have to keep going because at the end of the day, this is for you. You need this. And so I continued on because I do need this. That's what came up immediately was I don't know how to feel good about myself. Much like during my happiness journey where I learned I don't know what makes me happy. What I have learned so far most clearly is that I do not know how to feel good about myself from within. And when evidence shows up of my worthiness, I disregard it. I see it as an exception. Everything that keeps trying to tell me I am a good and valuable and worthy person, I keep putting into a box and saying, this is not important information. This information does not agree with the belief system that I have created. And I have really wanted to honestly give up from the moment I began this, like the discomfort of you won't figure this out. You're not going to feel better. You're not allowed to do this. It's like that feeling, I am not allowed to feel good about myself. Yeah. And I just keep coming back to what I had to tell myself before. There's only one way through this, and it's straight through. I have to keep going one step after another. Now, I'm going to go back and listen to everything I've said so far because I feel like I said several things that I want to follow up on. So give me a moment here. Okay, I just went back and listened to all of that, and there was a couple of things that I didn't fully explain or expand upon, one of which was the 100 Days of Happiness, but overall, I'm okay with what I said so far. And the reason that I had to go back and listen to that and that I'm unfocused right now is that I'm nervous. And when you're nervous, it's just like, it feels like your brain is scattering in 1,000 different directions. And that's what I'm feeling. I feel nervous about talking about how I don't feel good about myself because there's often that fear in the back of my mind that if I say this out loud, like it'll like make it true or it'll be affirmed back to me, which again kind of reflects a feeling that I still look outside of myself for how to determine how to feel about myself from within. I'm not asking myself, how do I feel? But I'm saying if I don't feel good about myself and then somebody says, yeah, you shouldn't, I'm taking that in when I should be saying, that's for me to decide. So this is having, when I went back and listened to that, I would say this is definitely not my best podcast episode ever, but I really want this journey to reflect me throughout the whole thing. And right now I'm kind of struggling. I'm nervous. I'm feeling uncertain. I'm wondering if I can do this. From the first day, I wondered if I would make it through 100 days. I mean, if I was already feeling like I want to give up on day one, how am I going to get to 100? But I am on day 7 now, and my journaling got a little bit off. So I didn't start journaling on day 1 because it took me a while to create everything. But just to go back to what I was just trying to say a moment ago, I just got unfocused again. Yes, I'm nervous. I'm not being as clear as I'd like to be. I'm not saying everything I would like to say. But sometimes you just have to show up where you are. And that is where the healing begins. Just showing up as you are. I think it's that feeling of I want to be perfect. I want to show up complete. I want to be telling you how I resolved this. I have not resolved this. I am neck deep in facing my own discomfort and what is really a core belief about myself. That is a big part of the nervousness. Not just that I'm kind of fumbling and stumbling publicly and that you can kind of see and hear and feel that I'm not centered right now. I'm not in my strength. If you listen to last week's podcast episode, I sound so much clearer and so much stronger, and I can just feel that I'm really not in my full strength right now. I'm just showing up as I am. But a lot of the nervousness is also just challenging something that I have told myself my whole life. Do not question this. You are not enough. End of story. And that is the story that I have been living and repeating for all my life. And I am 42 now. And I am just so committed to choosing something different. And it's making me nervous. It's making me uncomfortable. I am committed to finishing this 100 days. So one thing I did mention in the first part when I was nervously talking quickly was 100 days of happiness. That was something that unfolded spontaneously for me. I started in the fall and I just knew I need to focus on my happiness for 100 days in a row, and I will make an Instagram post every day on something that made me happy. And that journey really did kind of lay the groundwork for this in a lot of ways. Number one, it showed me that there's going to be a big discomfort in the beginning, but if I keep going, I can make it. And also that I can transform one step after another. I didn't just get to a certain day and like a light came on and I was happy. It really was a transformation that evolved over the whole 100 days. So I'm early in my personal empowerment 100 days and I'm struggling, but I can kind of see that this is going to go somewhere and I will end up in a different place than where I started. So if you haven't committed to a journey like this, where you do something every day and you just keep facing it over and over, just know that you're going to get through it. You just keep coming back to it every day for just maybe even just a moment. And that was what was in today's guidance. Actually, today was face the discomfort, which I made because I am extremely uncomfortable. And what I suggested was to just try this every day, to just say to yourself, I am confident, I am empowered. And if you repeat that with the intention that you feel it, you will notice something. And I would actually love for you to just try it right now. Just say to yourself, I am confident, I am empowered. And then feel as if you're embodying that. You're taking that energy into every cell of your body. You're sitting up a little bit taller. You're breathing. You feel your chest opening. And you're taking this confidence into your whole body, down to the tips of your toes. And you're just trying this on. You're not taking this in with the intention that I will now be confident for the rest of my life, but you're just trying it on. And if you're going to practice this, if you're going to play with it, it's not something you want to do when you're really facing something that's already making you nervous. Like if you're about to give a presentation, that's not the time to start testing out your confidence. Just keep going. Just go with what's already happening. You can't reverse that momentum. It's when you're maybe relaxed. Maybe you're just when you're driving and you're just feeling kind of open, kind of curious, and you just try it. I'm confident. I am empowered. And you're trying it on. And that's what this journey is. It's letting myself feel something and knowing I can feel something new and that it will become my dominant reality. But it's going to happen one step at a time, one thought at a time. And it's going to happen from circling back to it over and over. And that was a big thing I got out of my happiness journey, was that the change came from circling back and recommitting to it every day if I needed to. All right, now I think that covers everything I want to say about how this has kind of felt from the beginning, what I'm experiencing as I really commit to this and dig in. And I really just want to reiterate that so much of this is me acknowledging that the answers and the power are within me and realizing how often I put my focus and my attention outside of myself, especially onto things I can't control. And it's really just helped me to see how much I am still waiting for something to affirm me, to validate me, to tell me I'm allowed to feel good about myself now. And that really brings me back to what I got out of Matthew Perry's memoir, was that there will never be something outside of me. And even having read that months ago and made that meditation, that feeling lingered of, okay, but you're still not good enough within. So as I am just turning my attention inwards more and more, I'm feeling uncomfortable because I am facing the belief that I'm not going to find what I want, that I'm going to maybe find evidence of not being good enough, and that I'm just challenging how I have always chosen to show up, what I've always been looking for. I've always been looking for that external thing that will make me feel better. And now I am looking within and I am changing directions. And as I change directions, I feel that pressure to just stay with what I know. So I want to cover now, and as I said before, this isn't my best episode. I'm not saying everything I want to say and I'm not saying it how I want to say it, but I'm going to show up every week. So I want you to know that hopefully these episodes will get better and clearer and that you're going to start to follow my empowerment journey, which will hopefully help you to feel empowered because these feelings, they can be shared. When somebody, you know, it's like when somebody just feels better and you feel better. So I do see this as my journey, but also something we are definitely sharing in together. So I want to talk about now some of the things I realized just from the journaling I did over the first few days, starting with day one of intention setting. And this was definitely one of the most powerful days for me and really challenged me probably the most. And I, of course, was having a lot of feelings of like imposter syndrome and questioning myself. Should I have started with this? Why did I start with intention setting? But once I sat down and journaled on it, I could see why I felt drawn to it. And it's because being intentional is not something I do. I am often just going by what is happening outside of me. I'm being reactive instead of creative. I am not creating the day I want. I am reacting to what's happening outside of me. And I'm not allowing myself to choose. I'm not deciding this day will be peaceful. I'm just waiting to see what happens and then letting that determine for me. What will my day be like? And I'm not intentional about my work, about what I'm creating. It's kind of like I'm just throwing spaghetti at a wall and waiting to see what happens. And so I really got intentional now about why do I do what I do? And knowing why really helps with keeping going when there's frustration, when there's obstacles, when it feels like it's not working, when it feels like you're questioning everything. If I know that I want to empower people in the way I'm learning to empower myself, I have something I'm aiming at when the people aren't showing up, when it feels like I am not being seen and heard. When I have that intention, I have a direction I'm aiming towards, and I can keep going when I feel lost. It's like having a map and going like, oh yeah, okay, I turned the wrong way. I need to refocus this way. So intention setting really is one of the most powerful and empowering things you can do, because you are tuning into your ability to decide, to choose, to really be the creator of your life and not wait for other people to tell you how are things going to happen. How do you get to feel about it? You are deciding. Day two also really pushed me to think about things different and do things different. And that was, what am I doing right? And just focusing on what am I doing right? And I realized that I spend so much thought and energy focused on what I perceive as wrong. I set a second goal for myself. Every morning and every night, I write 5 things that I'm doing good, that are good about me, that I'm doing right. And I allow that to be the first thing I think about when I wake up and the last thing I think about when I go to bed. Because what I have seen in the first 7 days of this journey is that I am far more comfortable looking for what I don't like about myself, what I think needs fixing, what I think needs healing or changing, than I am at what's already good. I am really uncomfortable validating myself, looking for the good in myself. I like to look at what I think is wrong and then have this feeling of like, how can I fix this? Having a kind of like a feeling of I can change this. It energizes me. It just feels like very natural to me to look at what I don't think is working. And this extends to my whole life. So this intention to now look for what is right within me, I can see it rippling out to my whole life to just start to look for what's going right, what's going good. Stop looking at everything that is not going the way you think it should. And so day two really did challenge me and set me on a path of feeling comfortable looking at what is good within myself and just making that a habit. That's all this is. Confidence, self-love, personal empowerment, it used to seem so mysterious to me. It was, as I said before, something that felt like for other people. I didn't understand that it really is habits, thought habits, action habits. The actions come from the thoughts. So writing 5 things every morning and every night about what's right, what I'm doing good, what I feel good about myself, that's small, but that adds up over time. It doesn't take much time. And that is my goal with all of this, is that it not take up a lot of time so that I continue to do it. If it feels like too much work, nobody's going to do it. But taking a couple minutes is all it is every morning to be like, hey, I did this today and I felt good about it. Hey, I think this is something that I like about myself. That's how you change your life. 1 thought at a time, 1 minute at a time. And then on day 3, I talked about what's your mantra? What is repeating through your head? Is it positive or negative? We are often aware of positive mantras, positive affirmations. But if you're like me, you probably had a negative affirmation running and maybe still running. Mine was, I am a loser. It has been so hard for me to let go of this. This is just like a repeating like drum beating in the background of my whole life. I've always thought this, always believed this, always listened to this. So as I was working on my mantra, I had to ask myself, what is the other end of that? And that would be, I am a winner. And I did not want to think that. I didn't want to feel that. I don't want to believe that, because that makes me feel like if I'm a winner, then I'm making somebody else feel less than. I'm making somebody else uncomfortable. And that really challenged my need to put other people before myself, to make other people feel big by me shrinking and being small. I don't want to encourage myself to feel like a winner. Because if I feel like a winner, then somebody else must not feel like a winner. But that's not true. That is 100% not true. That is a belief that I have, that I have to be small for other people to feel good. But everyone can feel good in their own way. Me feeling like I am a winner doesn't mean I am taking something away from somebody else. Everybody has the opportunity to feel good about something in their own way. There isn't just one feeling of I feel good and that one person gets it. We all have the chance to feel good. And so when I looked at that mantra, I have created a lot of other mantras that didn't challenge me, like everything works out for me, like things like that that are positive, but that did not challenge the core thought, the core belief of I am a loser. And that did not challenge me to expand and to stand in my bigness, my fullness, and to feel good about myself. Everything works out for me is a beautiful thought, but it doesn't rewire the beliefs, the stories I tell myself, that I am allowed to feel good, I'm allowed to feel successful. And then the next day we did, what lights me up? What do I like and enjoy? It's an interesting thing that we often struggle to feel good about what we like because there's a vulnerability to it. We don't want other people to make fun of it, to dismiss it, to diminish it. So we will often look at what we don't like. What are we critical of? What are we judgmental of? What are the things that we know are not for us? But looking at what we do like, that can be really uncomfortable because that is what lights you up. That is what aligns you with your joy, with your passion. And so looking at what lights me up, that's an ongoing thing I've been working on for a while. And then the next day was boundary setting. And boundary setting absolutely relates to what lights me up. Because you need to know what you like and who you are in order to set a boundary around yourself. And these are some things that we're going to come back to multiple times throughout this journey. We're going to look at a lot of things from multiple angles. Boundary setting, who am I? What do I like? Who am I? I'm repeating myself. Sorry, still a little bit nervous. We're just going to look at things from different angles. So don't feel like you have to now know yourself and what brings you joy and you have to have clear boundaries. This is a journey of 100 days for a reason, because it's going to take time to really get comfortable with these things. And then there was one last day for today, which is what I already talked about. Face the discomfort. Just keep going. And tomorrow is one step after another, which really relates to today. But I'm not going to get into that because I want to do this 1 week at a time talking about this. So deep breath. That is everything I would like to say for my first week of this journey. Thank you so much for joining me. I want to acknowledge and apologize for the fact that this was not one of my clearest and most focused episodes. I really try to make these episodes as valuable as I can for you because you are giving me your time and your energy. So thank you so much for showing up while I am neck deep in my own discomforts and nervousness. And it's going to be interesting to see what I say next week, because what I know from these journeys is the change and the inner transformation, it builds momentum. So whatever I'm experiencing right now, I'm going to be in a completely different place next week and the week after. If you would like to join me in this journey, you can find me on my Instagram account at personalempowerment1. That's just the number one. And also I'm sharing these on TikTok at personalempowerment1. What it is every day is a little infographic, a carousel with a theme, a quote, a daily empowerment tip, something to try, and then some reflection questions that if you want to really get into this, journal on those. That's what I've been doing. The journaling has been the most powerful part, but just show up for whatever you can show up for. That is the most important thing. If you don't have the energy or the feeling right now that you want to go full on into this journey, just show up for the daily theme and the quote maybe. And that's going to plant a seed. That's going to get something going. Or just show up for one per week. But what you want to do, if you do want to kind of test the waters of this, is either follow me on Instagram or TikTok, and we're going to look at one theme, one topic every day, and we're going to make a commitment to ourselves that we're going to find what we need within. The power is within us. And we're going to do this one step after another. And we're going to be uncomfortable. We're going to be nervous. We're going to sometimes feel uncertain and not know if we're going to make it, but we're going to make it. I am committing to it. And so I am inviting you to come along with me. You deserve to feel good. This is something that's actually coming, is you're going to really ask yourself, why am I doing this? What do I want to get out of this? And I know for me, it's not just the anxiety that I often feel, but it's the way things I love are challenging. Like, I've talked about this in other episodes, but I'm also a writer. I'm a screenwriter. And every once in a while, I have a meeting with somebody on the phone. And I hate that as soon as I get on the phone, I almost start shaking with fear, and I can feel my voice closing. I can feel my throat closing. I don't want to live that way anymore. I want to be able to enjoy my passions and what I'm here to do. And so we're going to get into that. Don't worry about it. That's just kind of a little preview of what's coming. But anyways, you can join me on the Instagram or TikTok. I'm going to put the links below. And I mentioned that I have a membership where I have meditations and visualizations. If you would like to just kind of have some support as you go through this, some really powerful and healing meditations and visualizations, you can join me in my membership. It's $5 per month to join. You can cancel at any time. That link will be in my episode notes. Thank you so much. I'm Melissa Field. This is the Healing Sanctuary. We're going to be on a journey of personal empowerment for the next 100 days. I can't wait to see what happens.